My guest for one-on-one this week is Pavel Maurer, who is arguably the Czech Republic's best-known and most influential gourmet. Besides establishing the highly successful Prague Food Festival, which every year gives people a chance to sample the fare of the Czech capital's best restaurants for rock-bottom prices, Pavel Maurer is also the man behind the highly respected Grand Restaurant Guide. For over a decade now, this book has compiled lists of the best restaurants in the Czech Republic based on reports from ordinary diners. It is considered by many to be the most trustworthy restaurant guide in this country, and has undoubtedly helped raise standards in the rapidly evolving Czech catering industry by encouraging restaurateurs to lift their game in order to be included in the publication. I started by asking Pavel what first inspired him to publish his Grand Restaurant Guide.
In something like 1996... or five. It was a very short time after Velvet Revolution. I saw a lot of changes, not only in political life of this country, but also in the gastronomic things. And it was very interesting for people to see just different food from typical Czech, because before Velvet Revolution, you had possibility or opportunity to taste only three different food from the Czech food. One was Indian, there was one Chinese restaurant and one Russian restaurant. And just for example, if you wanted to get a table in this one China restaurant in Prague, you had to book it 1 month before. So it was just very interesting, just that a lot of Italian restaurants and plenty of Chinese, Vietnamese and also English restaurant and so on. So a lot of restaurants emerged, and with some group of people, we just wanted to make some map or some evaluation system, how to recommend to each other to go there or not to go there. So it was first start that we were thinking how we can recommend to our friend where to go and where not to go.
And in the years since you've set up your gourmet guide to Prague, how would you describe the development of the food industry in the Czech Republic?
If I try to say it in numbers, when I published the first time this restaurant guide, you can really try something like 10 different cuisines and then the normal Czech pubs. Today, 11 years after, you can try in Prague more than 40 different cuisines coming from Japan to Indonesian to Irish to kosher to Jewish cuisines. I think that Prague is now a city where you can really compare Prague with other European city if you see it from the variety of possibilities in restaurants. I don't speak about the quality. Of course, we cannot be compared to London or to Paris, but from variety, I think that we are really in very good position.
Just talking about the standard, how do you think the standard compares? And maybe like one typical example of food standards is like the number of Michelin stars a city has. And as far as I know, the Czech Republic and Prague in particular doesn't have any Michelin stars. Do you think that that will eventually come, and why has there not been one granted as yet?
No country from former Central Eastern Europe has a Michelin star. As I know, last year, three restaurants in Prague has got the Michelin recommended, only sign that they recommend it. And as also I know, the inspectors of Michelin came to this country 2 years before, 1 year before, and they are still observing. I think that these inspectors from Michelin are a little bit careful before they give to former socialist country or East countries any stars, because for them it's some prestige evaluation and so on. So I think that the first step was done a year before when they recommended Michelin some restaurants. I think that not only in Czech Republic but also in Poland and Hungary. And I think that they are now observing how it will be in the future and that we are very close. And by the way, as I know, in Prague there is you can find a lot of chefs who cook already in Europe in some Michelin star restaurants, so they have already some experiences, and hopefully they will come.
Okay, and if we're speaking of standards, then what are the places or the areas where maybe the standard of Czech restaurants or Czech foods isn't as good as other places?
Of course, service is really one thing which still doesn't work excellently. This is also maybe the system that the waiters are not so much financially interested in the turnover of the restaurants. For example, in the United States, if you go to be a waiter, you have more personal interest if you take care about your guests. You are also getting a lot of tips because tips are nearly a duty in some countries like United States, but in our country it's not duty, so they don't care about tips. This is one thing. And the last thing is that we still, the people, you go to restaurants, they are not prepared to pay money for quality of products. We are not prepared to pay quality of products. It means that if you ask for fish, you don't care if it's frozen or fresh. And if it's fresh, they are not prepared to pay double or maybe triple price than for frozen fish. So this is also something which must be changed in our heads.
And is it just a case that maybe, you know, at the moment, most ordinary Czechs can't afford good food, or is it just a case of that they have the money but don't want to spend it?
This is very interesting. It taught me one owner of one very good restaurant in Brno, and she told me that just one guest is coming to her restaurant and he's coming in car which costs more than 4 million, and he's not prepared to pay 1,000 for one food. So that is also something which is in the mind, that they can invest to good jacket, to nice holiday, to beautiful car, but he doesn't care what he eats, which is more important for his life, if he's eating good food or bad food. So this is, for example, problem. The block in the mind of people is very, very big.
Some people just don't think Czech cuisine is actually fundamentally very good. Would you go along with that? And if not, what would you say are the highlights of Czech cuisine for maybe like foreign listeners, if someone were to come to Prague? What would be the things that they should try?
One thing which I must say, what is Czech cuisine? Because we say our typical Czech food is dumpling with cabbage and pork. But I'm sure that if you ask Germans say this is not Czech, this is German food. If you ask whose food is goulash, which is also, this is the second most popular food in Czech Republic. But goulash is typical Hungarian. If you ask schnitzel, so there is a Wiener schnitzel and not Czech schnitzel. Because I think that we must see a Czech cuisine as a former country from Austrian-Hungarian Empire, where was all these countries together. And when you see big influences from Hungary, from Balkanic countries, from Germany, of course, and also especially in Prague, there is a big Jewish influence. So I think that our Czech cuisine is a mixture of all these influences. And only one food which could be seen as a typical Czech, which you cannot find in any other places, could be beef served with the dumplings and special sauce, which name in Czech is svíčková, but I don't know how to describe, but this is really a combination of milk and flour and some vegetable, which is pressed together, and this is something between sweet and sour sauce, which is very typical. So could be special food in this country. What I would recommend, something together with the beer, because we are beer country. I think that I'm sure that we have the best beer in the planet. And I'm sure that if people go to Bordeaux, so they try wine and then they think what they have as a food. So I will recommend food which fits together good with the beer. And it could be, for example, pork, cabbage and dumplings.